thinking that sometimes it's most difficult to be faithful, not just when there's an enemy standing in front of your face, but in times of potentially peace and prosperity, as there was here. We know he was defending, but there's no specific enemy that we're told that he was fighting against. And I wonder if it was a time when there was perhaps complacency amongst the people, where there wasn't, you know, they didn't see this enemy that was impoverishing them or stealing their food or making their lives bitter, but there was some sense of peace and prosperity. And it's in those times that it's sometimes people forget about the Lord, and people forget about the things that are most important, and it's easy to become complacent and fall into the state of I'm rich, I have need of nothing, and everything is fine because there's no worries. And here's a man that, in spite of what everybody else was doing, he was somebody that was faithful. And we're told that he worked diligently and he judged Israel for many years. And again, we don't get a lot of details, but again, as Brother Neil said, the Lord is able to reward what is done, what's not mentioned for us to dwell upon. The Lord saw everything that he did for those 23 years. And he was very faithful, and certainly the Lord will reward when the time was right. But sometimes, again, the point is to be faithful, not just when we see an enemy and it's coming after us and we need somebody to rise up and to defend and to attack, but also when things are calm, there's peaceful, and there's, you know, not a lot going on, and everybody's doing their own thing, and then it's difficult to be faithful in those times. We need to remember to be faithful at all times.
I think also it's difficult because he's coming after Abimelech, the one who was a son of Gideon and who killed all of his brothers so that he could be a king in Israel. So he's coming after this wicked man who ruled over Israel for 3 years and who was always constantly scheming to get his own way and to conquer his brethren and to rule over his brethren. And so he's coming after this wicked man. And he's also someone who you know his background, that he's the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar. So they know his background. And he Abimelech had a great background. He was the son of Gideon. He was the son of a judge. And the sons of Gideon were said to be like, they looked like kings. So he came from a great background, but he was a terrible person. And we have this. So he was coming when there was some turmoil in Israel. There was some difficulty that they had gone through. And so even though there wasn't this enemy from outside, there was the enemy that was within, the contention and strife among the people of Israel that he's dealing with. And so it's not only, the enemy's not only outside. There can be difficulties among saints and among the people of God that we have to be on guard against. And that we need to strive to keep the unity of the Spirit in that uniting bond of peace and to have that unity among ourselves. And so that's really where he's coming in. And it's wonderful that, again, there's a judge that's raised up. There's someone who was there, who was available, and who was willing to be used by God to come and to help in this way.
Maybe that's a good way to transition to Jair, because Jair is one who it looks like his exercise was entirely within his own household. And he raised his sons to be ones who had dignity. They rode upon the colt. We talked a lot about the previous generation, but if we were paying attention during lunch, we noticed that there's a generation after us, all these little kids who are running around. Not only do we have the responsibility to learn from the generation that came before us, if the Lord leaves us here, there's a generation after us who are looking at us right now. They're going to learn from their aunts and their uncles and their mothers and fathers, but they're going to learn from the young brothers that they say see playing around in the meeting. They're going to learn from each and every one of you. So we have the responsibility to remember that there are those coming after us, that we need to know how to behave ourselves in the house of God, to behave ourselves and to help raise them to be ones who could ride upon these asses colt with dignity.
So is Jer one of the Gadites, would he be? Just by way of question. Because this is on the east side of the Jordan. And you remember 2.5 tribes didn't go over. They only went over and helped their brethren and came back because on the east side of the Jordan there was supposed to have been a lot of pasture and a lot of wealth. It would appear to me, and I can be corrected here, it would appear to me that the wealth that Jer gained on the east side of the Jordan, he did not personally keep it for himself. But here he's a wealthy, his wealth is very conspicuous, and he is a man who has things in order so that he can rightfully judge the people of God. I'm just sort of thinking in a very little connection with the woman of Shunem. She was a woman of wealth. And it says that she took that wealth and she engaged herself in providing a little place for the man of God. So I'm thinking that maybe Jer is that same type of a man who uses his wealth and his abundance so that he can be effective for God. And we have to ask ourselves the question, many of us don't have wealth, but whatever little we have, how is it being used?
But we have wealth. To them, it was material wealth.
Yeah.
To us,
spiritual wealth.
Yeah, it is. And that's really what we need to keep in mind. It is, what do we have? We are blessed with all, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. All, not just some of us were blessed and some of us are not. We all have that wealth. And I think, as you said, what did he do with the wealth? What did he do with the wealth? What did he do with the scripture? He took it in. He appreciated it so much. And then as... what is that verse? Somebody help me out. In Timothy? What is that?
2 Timothy 2:2.
Would you read it for us?
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, things that commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach.
So now, and that's interesting because Timothy was a young man. And we have heard about every one of us have somebody younger than him. Our responsibility, those things that we have heard, do we appreciate them to pass them on to somebody else? And I think Jer had that. He appreciated the wealth. And he was willing to pass it on to somebody. But we need to appreciate that first. Because if I don't think it's worthy, I'm not going to care to pass it to somebody else.
I think that these two men both oriented their lives in a way to be serviceable to the Lord. We read about Tola living on a mountain. There is a place of strategic defense where he could defend the people of God. And Tola, we read about the 30 sons who had the villages. Jared. We read about, so he had these villages, he had a testimony there. He had influence on those around him. So in these ways, these men are leaders, really, in their communities and good testimonies and defenders of God's people.